Idomeneus then killed the son of Boris, Festus, who came from good farmland at Tarni. As this man rose upon his car, Idomeneus drove through his right shoulder, tumbling him out of the chariot, and numbing darkness shrouded him, as the Cretans took his gear. Scamandrius, hunter son of Strophius, fell before Menelaus's point. Scamandrius, expert at hunting. Artemis herself had taught him to bring down all kinds of game bred in the forests on wild hills. But she, who fills the air with arrows, helped him not at all this time, nor did his own good shooting. No, as he ran before the Achaean's lance, Menelaus caught him with a lunging thrust between the shoulder blades, drove through his ribs, and down he fell, head first, his armor clanging. Meanwhile, Meriones killed Phereclus, son of Harmonides, a man who knew all manner of building art and handicraft, for Pallas Athena loved him well. This man had even built Alexandrus those ships, vessels of evil, fatal to the Trojans and now to him, who had not guessed heaven's will. Running behind and overtaking him, Meriones hit his buttock on the right and pierced his bladder, missing the pelvic bone. He fell, moaning, upon his hands and knees, and death shrouded him. Then Meges killed Pedaeus, bastard son of Lord Antenor, a son whom Lady Theano had cherished equally with her own to please her husband. Meges Phyleides, the master spearman, closing with him, hit his nape. The point clove through his tongue's root and against his teeth. Biting cold bronze, he fell into the dust. Eurypylus Eumenides brought down Hypsenor, son of noble Dolopion, priest of Scamander in the old time, honored by country folk as though he were a god. As this man fled, Eurypylus leapt after him, with drawn sword, on the run, and struck his shoulder, cutting away one heavy arm. In blood the arm dropped, and death, surging on his eyes, took him. Hard destiny.